Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Tommy.
But you are not graduating.
Always.
Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Trevon, please.
This? Him? Who is this?
My name is Joseph. I work over in student affairs. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, you're supposed to be, this is your fifth year here at the university. You're graduating in the next 7-8 days, am I right?
Yes, sir. I'll be out of this joint.
Okay. Listen, I'm giving you a call. We got a bit of a problem here that we want to try and discuss with you, and maybe we can get you over at Student Affairs and come in and have a meeting with us, but we wanted to bring it to your attention. Now, you took one of your last subjects was English, and you had an English exam with you guys are writing an essay. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It seems that we got some problems here that the professor there is actually insinuating that you may have cheated on this essay that you've actually written.
What? Cheated? No.
From what he's telling us here at Student Affairs is that you may have plagiarized some things that were in your essay.
Dude, no, I didn't plagiarize nothing that was in the essay. Everything is documented like it should be. So I don't know what you're talking about. Especially cheating on no exam or no paper, nothing like that. You must got me mixed up with somebody else.
No, not at all. You're actually Mr. Trevon, correct?
I mean, that's me, but I didn't cheat on no exam or no paper, okay, for that matter.
Okay, well, let me try to bring you up to speed here, Trevon. What we're going to need is we're going to need you to actually come in and talk to us over here at Student Affairs so we can try to get this thing rectified. But I will let you know, it's going to take a few more days longer than graduation. So as of right now, you're actually not going to be walking and graduating with the rest of the students.
What, man, you got me messed up. What you mean I'm not going to be walking?
Well, until we get this situation rectified here, you're not going to be graduating with the rest of the students. Now,
man, dog, I don't know what y'all got to do, but y'all need to figure it out and find out what the problem is. Man, I didn't cheat on no exam. The hell you talking about, dude? My family is coming down here, and you talking about cheating on an English exam. The hell I look like cheating on an exam, and I'm getting ready to graduate. Man, now, y'all need to fix it, like, right now, like today while we on the phone.
We can't do that. It's a sensitive subject, and like I said, it seems like it's plagiarism.
No, I mean,
you know, if we can get you to actually come over to Student Affairs next Wednesday.
Man, you got me up. What you mean next Wednesday, dude? I'm graduating in a few days. What you talking about next Wednesday, man? Like, why my professor didn't give me a call? Why are you calling me?
Sir, this is not something that professors actually take care of. This is a student affairs situation. Now, and it's a very sensitive situation. Now, what we want to do is try to get this thing taken care of. And if what you're saying is actually true, then you'll probably graduate in August
you got me. I'm telling you right now, this is some. You got me. August? Man, I'm graduating this semester. I done been here too long to go through some my last few weeks of school, and you talking about August?
I'm not even trying to hear what you got to say, man.
My family is coming down here from everywhere to see me graduate. Man, I'm the first to graduate from my family. You talking about I cheated on the paper? A paper, dude? A paper? Man, you got me up, man. I'm going to work 2 and 3 jobs to see me through this school, and now I'm getting ready to graduate, and you talking about I gotta wait until August to graduate? Man, hell no. Nah. I'm on my way to the office right now, and you can tell whoever the professor is that I'm on my way, and he needs to be there too.
Sir, all I can really tell you is that we can try and get this thing rectified as early as next Wednesday.
Like, man, what's your name again? And where's your office?
I'm at Student Affairs. I'm Joseph.
Oh, okay. So I'm about to get in my car right now, and I'm about to come over there, and we're going to handle this today. And how you singling me out? Cheating on the exam or paper, man? What the is that?
Sir, all they're saying is the professor's saying that there's a possibility of plagiarism here.
Man, are you kidding me, dude? I've been here 5 years. I'm the first male to graduate from college, man. My grandma is 82 years old, and she coming here to see me graduate. And you're telling me some about cheating on the paper, and I gotta wait till August to graduate? Man, that. Man, you tell that professor to come to your office right now, because I'm already in my car on my way to come to your office, and we're gonna handle this today. That, man, you got me.
I don't have any more room on my schedule to actually pull anybody in today.
How you gonna call me with some like this? Talking about you ain't got room on your schedule? Man, hell no. Mr. whatever your name is, I'm on my way to your office
right now, and all I got to tell you,
and I'm telling you up front, it's going to be a problem if I ain't graduating in a few days. You got to deal with me. You got to deal with my family, my mama. We don't play that, man. You got us stuck.
Sir, is there a possibility that maybe you plagiarized and didn't know that you did that?
Dude, man, what the you mean? The paper was over some that I already knew.
Sir, can I tell you one more thing, and then I'll ask
you. You can't tell me a thing. You didn't already call me with some talking about I can't graduate with my class after I done been this for 5 years, then sacrifice and study my off, and you telling me I can't graduate until August? You ain't got to tell me.
I do have one more thing I need to tell you, and then I'll let you be on your way, okay?
Man, go ahead.
Can I tell you what I want to tell you?
Dude, go ahead. I'm telling you.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone called by your best friend, Brian.
What? Hello? Man. Dude, somebody gonna playing jokes like that, dude. Man, do you know how hard I worked in school to get out this 5 years? 5 years. Man, I'm telling you.
Man, you are the first black male in your family to graduate from college. You're doing it big, boy.
Man, I know, man. It's been a journey, bro. I can tell you it's been a journey, man.
I got one more thing to ask you, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, it's that Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You play entirely.
That was terrible.
Too much.
That was, you did.
You know, I halfway through it, I felt bad. You know what I'm saying? I felt bad.
Oh, how big of you. Uh-huh. Really?
But I kept going because you can't let nothing stand in the way of the prank. I'm sorry. You just can't. You can't let your feelings and emotions get all up in there. You know,
really?
I even started crying a little bit. I had to put it on pause and cry a little bit, but I got on right back in there. Hey, man, you not graduate. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I really felt him in my heart. Yeah.
You did that to him, man. He's the first black graduate of his family, man, from college. You did that to him. Dog.
He said, man, I've been here too damn long. I'm not playing with y'all.
His grandmother, 80. Yeah. Come on. You know she's been waiting all this time to see this. Mm-hmm.
See her grandbaby graduate. Yes.
Oh, that's so sweet. But see, you know what? He feels it a little bit more now. You understand what I'm saying? It just, it's in now. It's
you've been, that's real cold-hearted of you.
Yeah. You can't fix this. You can't.
Well, let me fix this. Congratulations on the graduation to the entire family, okay? Tommy was just playing. Okay? Grandmama, I'm just playing, baby. Okay?
You play too much.
He gonna walk.
The whole family gonna jump on you, man. Grandmama on down. Bring him over here.
Hey, let me put this out there. It's a Thomas Miles weekend in my hometown, Houston, Texas. This is where my Miles have given. We're giving back to wounded veterans. We're also, I got my birthday bash on Sunday night, Thomas Miles birthday bash fundraiser. You don't want to miss it. Got a golf tournament that is completely sold out on Monday. So, yeah, it's the Thomas Miles weekend in H-Town. Yay, yay. Appreciate
all
that.
All right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Hi, nephew.
All right. More information, go to milesofgiving.org if you want more information. Milesofgiving.org.
Thank you, nephew.
That worked, right?
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.